Hey,
it's Bestie B, here to tell you everything a best friend should because I love you. Now, you guys may notice that the channel got a little facelift, a little revamp, because I've been working on kind of restructuring things. And so now you may see the phrase because I love you around a lot more, especially around here. And that is because from now on, I'll be merging YouTube with my podcast. We did a whole rebrand and now it's all encompassing. It doesn't really mean a whole lot for you, except that if you would like, now you can find me in other places. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple Podcasts. Spotify even has video, high tech. You just have more options. Wherever you want to see me, I'm still gonna post weekly. There's really nothing to it. It's just Bria in more places. I'm everywhere all at once, okay? Fun. We're doing it in 2024, let me tell you. We're getting it going and I'm really excited about it. Now, I love money. I know you guys love money too. And one thing about me is I'm not gonna have broke besties. I wanna share with you, if you don't mind, the steps I took to making my first six figures, okay? A lot of you actually found me from my abundance mindset video, so you might be familiar with this. I can't relate to daddy's money, the trust fund baby. I can't relate. I am self-made. I came from the working 40 plus hours a week for a job I didn't really like just to barely make ends meet. And I just quickly realized I can't do it. I am not even kidding you. If I knew very early on that if I continued down that road, it was going to be a bad, bad end to my story. I'm not joking. So I get the frustration. And I feel like now more than ever with the shift that we're kind of feeling right now in society, the economy is ass. Everything is expensive. Can't even get eggs for cheap anymore. Like I might as well get the whole chicken. Listen, I get the frustration. And these steps that I'm going to show you are attainable to anybody, no matter where you came from, because baby, I'm my own case study. So take it or leave it. It's your bank account at the end of the day. But of course, you know, I'm gonna hook it up. If you feel you need more support as it relates to breaking through financial barriers, after we go through this video, of course, there is a guide for you in the description about how to get to that six-figure mark. It includes very specific prompts, very specific things that are gonna help you get through that breakthrough, whatever it is with you not being able to hit certain levels with money. We work through that together. This video is obviously going to be very helpful, but that will help you go real, real deep. And that is literally what I did in like the summer of 2019 before everything kind of took off for me. It's yours now. But let's get into it. Let's get these six figures. The first step, and yes, it has to be done in this order. This specific step has to be done first, is reframing your mindset and your relationship with money. If you're not making money, there is something deeper happening. I'm telling you. Listen, I went from working six jobs, barely making ends meet. So it has nothing to do with hard work. Okay, I've always been a hard worker, but the difference was a mindset shift for me. That's what made the difference. And what it was exactly with my mindset was I had to go back into my childhood and I had to specifically figure out, where did I pick up these rules? Where did I pick up these beliefs around money? How were my parents talking about money? We don't just magically have this relationship with money that we have. It took experiences. It took picking up on context clues. It took a lot of things for you to get to where you are right now with your idea of money. And this is nothing that you should feel bad for. The hard part is unlearning all of this. And in the guide, that's the shit we do. We unlearn and we create the new rules for ourselves. That's exactly what you have to do. You have to figure out, where are you today? Because we can't fix what we don't know, right? Become aware of your relationship with money. And if you're like, oh, I have a good relationship with money, but if you're scared to look at your bank account, no the fuck you don't. Because why would you be afraid to look at your bank account? Why would you be afraid to open bills? That is your subconscious yelling at you that something ain't right here. This money thing, it stresses you out, but you gotta boss up, because money does not control you. You control the mentees. Yes, you do. Also, when looking at your mindset, ask yourself, do you have negative assumptions around money? Do you think rich people are all bad and greedy, but do you think you're a good person? So that doesn't line up. If you think you're a good person, you think rich people are bad, you're not gonna be rich. You think you're a good person. Recreate the rules. Good people can have money. Good people can do good things with money. You gotta start telling yourself these things. You gotta start recreating the rules. Another way you can kind of help yourself is think of money as an actual person. Give it a name, call it your friend. Now, ask yourself, if this was really your friend, are you being a good friend? I mean, I get it. Sometimes we be dodging our friends like, oh, I don't wanna see her. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully not. But are you that kind of friend? Is this a toxic friendship? That is very telling, okay? You should love money because money will love you back. Money's only gonna mirror you. It's just an energetic currency that man gave the power to. It's a neutral, energetic thing that's only going to mirror what you give it. It's going to give you the energy you give it. Because if you believe in manifestation, if you believe in like attracts like, then it has to be, is law. If you're afraid of money, money's afraid of you. It's not going to want to be with you if it's scared of you. So become more inviting. And also, figure out how you can make money more inviting. Let's be real, that takes work. So reframe that mindset. If you need help with that, I got you in the description, get the guide. Once you have a grip on the mindset that you currently have, now it's time to take ownership. Now, I've been here, especially in my college era, early 20s. I knew I had not a penny to my name. So why was I at anybody's brunch on Sunday? You know what I'm saying? It's time to take ownership. Yes, you can think your way to being rich all you want, but if your actions don't align with it, it's not gonna happen. Be fucking for real. You've got to start lining up your actions to the version of yourself that you want to be. We talk about this in every single video. It's no different here. But especially when you're trying to financially align yourself in a certain way, that might mean you have to change up your habits and the activities that you do for a little while. It doesn't mean it has to be that way forever though. So like, remind yourself that, because you're not in jail. It's not a punishment. It's a minor sacrifice that you can make right now for a reward in the future. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a sacrifice, because baby, listen, instead of brunch with the girls dropping I don't know how much money for bottomless mimosas and French toast, why don't you have the girls come over? Why doesn't everyone bring something? That'll probably cost you less than $20 if everyone contributed. You're still getting the girls vibe. You get to kiki, have fun. The mimosas really can be bottomless then. Like, why don't you get creative? People think that saving money has to be like a death sentence. It really doesn't. I need y'all to start thinking outside the box and see how you can still have money. You don't have to spend money to have a good time. Really, you need good company, good ideas. Maybe we could do a video on that. If you want it, let me know. But take ownership. It's time to start being cognizant of where you're spending money unnecessarily. If you eat out a lot, you need to cook at home. I'm preaching to the choir. Right now, I'm in my cooking era. I'm actually loving it, by the way. Never thought I would say that. But you need to budget. You need to look at your finances. Look at these budgeting apps. I've talked about QuickBooks before. You just hook it up to your stuff and it literally categorizes and breaks down your spending. Look at it. Ask yourself, are you doing everything you can to be the most efficient with your money right now? And if the answer is no, make some changes. Not that deep. I'm really getting too old for the cushion, you guys. Turned 30 and now my legs go numb after 5 minutes of filming. So now that you have your spending habits and all that figured out, the third step is gonna be to set your goals. But here's the thing. A lot of people, when they think of financial goals, they just think of a word. They're like, I know I wanna be rich, but they have no idea how to quantify that. No idea what that number is. You cannot set a goal financially that is not overly specific. I want you to break down how much money you need every single month. Each month might be different. Hell, I need more money in December because I'm buying all these Christmas presents. I gotta pay payroll taxes because I'm self-employed. I need more money in December. There are other times of the year where maybe I need less. I want you to figure out each month so that you know, first quarter of the year, I need this, da 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 da. Okay, you have your specific goals now. That is an amazing step. And you might look at that number and be like, that's a big number. Don't get in your head about it. I'm telling you, it's only too big if you think it's too big. And this is the problem exactly that we have to fix. We've got to unlearn what big means, because there's somebody in the Hamptons right now who thinks your number is just a McDonald's order. Redefine what big and a lot is. And it might require a little bit of healthy delusion. Go stare at some big numbers. Like, I'm not even kidding you. That's the shit I used to do. I used to open up my bank account with the little $200 I had. And I would just look at it and I would pretend it said 200,000. And then it happened because I redefined what a lot meant. Keep brainwashing yourself. It sounds so bad, but I mean, that's all this is. You were brainwashed to believe one thing. Why not swing the other way? What's the pain in that? There's no problem with just giving it a try. It can't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Be a little cuckoo. A little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So you need to be very specific. And the way that I like to come up with this number is typically look at my finances, look at what I need to survive, and then be specific about the things I want to do in life. In the guide, I help you figure out the budgeting aspect of things too, so you can go through your finances and figure out that number and then how to come up with your goal number. So if you need help with that, I got you. But I want you to be overly specific, and whatever number you think is too much, go above it. I'm telling you, go over it. Thank me later. So then once you have that, we're going to create a plan of action. Now, this is where it gets kind of difficult. Now you're taking legitimate steps, and this might involve changing your life. This is where I changed my life. This is where I became a YouTuber. This is where I shifted career paths in order to meet the version of myself that was making the six figures or whatever. So what that means for you is you need to now figure out what creative ways are you going to make money. And bestie, let me be the one to spoil it for you. You can make money doing anything. I've said this in another video, but if there is a girl out there in the world who is selling jarred farts and she is making hella cash for it, baby, you can do anything. And guess what? There is. Don't Google it. I feel like the government might show up on your porch if you do, but I'm so dead ass. So when people tell me that they don't know how to make money, I'm like, the fuck you do? You just haven't thought creatively about how. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to be so real with you. I need you to be creative. It takes a level of creativity. So my favorite thing to do to find that way to figure out how to make more money is to think of the things that you are genuinely passionate about. Because when you're passionate about something, you can stick with it. You can sustain it. If you're doing a job that you hate, one, it's always going to feel like work, and it's going to make the time go by really slow. But nobody wants to do that. You can enjoy making money. It's a currency. And the higher vibration you are, where you are actually enjoying what you're doing, the more you attract abundance. When you're in that high vibe, you attract abundance. So you need to be doing a high vibe job that allows you to attract abundance. And if you don't see the job out there, I want to challenge you to make it. Is being an entrepreneur hard? Yes, the fuck it is. But is it so worth it? Absolutely. I would never trade the position that I'm in to be my own boss and create my own rules for myself. But I won't have you fooled that it's not hard, especially because I didn't come from a family of business owners or knowing how to do any of this. I've had to fall on my ass. I've had to make bad decisions. But guess what? I'm here to tell you about those mistakes so that it can help you out. Consider things you've never considered before. My little sister, she is in high school, and this year she was doing a theater camp, and she told me about this like in the summer. I love my baby sister, but she has no problem asking me for money, okay? And this time, for whatever reason, I'll always tell her yes. She knows this. But this time when she was asking, you know, could I help her pay for the camp, I felt like this was a great opportunity for her to actually learn that lesson that I'm telling you guys, where she can tap into her passion and she can make the money herself, because there's just so much more value in that. So my girl loves to bake. She bakes for fun all the time. She's incredible at it. She can throw down on the cookies and the brownies. So I suggested, why don't you do a bake sale? I even offered, I'll drive her around, we'll hand deliver the orders. She met her goal in like 3 days of placing orders, and she had the best time baking. But it just took her getting a little creative. She never thought like, oh, I could just do this on my own. She didn't think about that. And she was really excited. She was very empowered by the experience of learning how to make money. As long as you have like one little craft that you can do, baby, you can always make money. My brother, he loves to cut hair. He's doing that in college, making his own money. Like, I wasn't doing that in college at all. But I think it's so cool that he's already figured out that passion for himself. He loves to connect with people while he does hair. So it's like, you know, you get the therapy, you get the companionship, you get the fresh cut. You kind of get it all with him. And he's figured that out at a young age. And I told him, I was like, as long as people have hair, you have a job. He better not ever call me and tell me he doesn't have any funds, because I know as long as there's heads, he will have money. Okay. Same with my sister. As long as there's sugar on this earth, people are going to buy it. Tap into your creativity. What desserts can you try to make? Can you go outside of cookies and brownies? What can you do? That's the thing I think people stop themselves at. They think it has to be this one job. It has to be a corporate job, or, you know, you have to follow in your family's footsteps. But there's a reason you have a passion for something. It's pulling you, it's calling you, and you deny it because you think that having this corporate job is security. Baby, they could fire you tomorrow. What security? We've seen it happen. At least I know for myself, my security is within myself. As long as I can get creative on how I can help people, I'll be okay too. And that's what I want to keep doing. But you have to get there. You have to think of it yourself. I can't tell you what you're good at. I can't tell you what you're passionate passionate about. That's for you to reflect on, right? But that's a huge step. And this is going to help you figure out all the different ways that you can bring in money. And you'll be surprised when you list out all the things that you love, you'll have a lot of options. And if you don't know, Google something. So I just want to push you to be creative and think about all the easy, fun, keyword fun ways that you can make money, because it's possible. And I think part of our limiting beliefs is that we think making money has to be hard. It has to be awful. That's part of the narrative that you've got to fix. You've got to rewrite that. You love making money, you have fun making money, and it comes to you easily because you're having fun doing it. You don't even think about it. That's where you could be. That's where I want you to be. Once you've done the steps, and mind you, you're going to have to be repetitive with the steps. It's not just a one and done deal. I always say making money is like a muscle. If you go to the gym, yeah, you can work out, but if you don't keep working out that muscle, it's going to atrophy, right? It's the same thing with your money mindset, especially if you come from a background where money was difficult to come by, not accessible. It's really going to be some muscle work for you. Myself, there are periods where I get caught up in my past self. I might get triggered by a certain situation. I have to redo these steps myself all the time, you guys. Now, this is the hardest part of getting to six figures. The last thing you need to do is trust and know that it is coming. How do you trust and know, Bria? Let's go to the drive-thru analogy that we've done before. So when you go to Chick-fil-A or whatever, you place your order, you say, yeah, can I get a number one, extra pickles? And then you drive forward. Are you in the car like, oh my God, I hope they give me the sandwich? At least you know Chick-fil-A got you, okay? But are you in the car just like, oh my God, I hope I get my sandwich? No, you're just waiting for your order. And I know it's just a sandwich, but that's the feeling you need to tap into. The knowing that it's on the way, it's coming. As soon as you get to the point that you need to be at, it's gonna be hand delivered to you. So you've gotta let go. You don't need to sit there and obsess. You don't need to stress, because that's not knowing and trusting. You're not doing that in the drive-thru of Chick-fil-A. You chilling. You know they got you. So have that same feeling. Tap into that feeling and know when you're outside of it. Because if you're stressed and anxious, you're not aligned with it. And you're repelling it. It's energetic. The more at ease you are and the more receptive you are, it's gonna flow into your life, bestie. Trust. Here's the caveat. More money comes with more responsibilities. It doesn't have to be more problems. It just means that there are going to be some adjustments you have to make to learn how to manage bigger dollars. Here's the thing. You're going to get it when you're ready to receive it. Don't shoot the messenger. A lot of you aren't going to like that because you're going to think that you're ready today or tomorrow or after you finish the guide. No, it takes time. Sometimes it takes time. Some of you might be quick with it, but some of you, it might take a lot of work, because think about it. You were unlearning years, decades of what you know today. That's a really hard feat. And here's the thing, be thankful that you don't get it prematurely, because there are statistics about all these lottery winners who get millions, hundreds of millions of dollars and file bankrupt within a few years. How do you blow hundreds of millions of dollars? I'll tell you, by not being ready on a spiritual level to receive that money. So you will get it at the perfect timing when you are ready. You don't want to receive it when you're not ready for it, and you can't fool the universe. You can't fool God. It's so much deeper. Okay, it's a mental, it's a spiritual, it's all that. When all that is aligned, you're gonna start noticing, oh, this is happening for me easy, or I'm getting this and that easy. Oh, my bank account is full. Cool. Yes, because you're ready. And when you are in those moments of seeing the abundance pick up, take note of how you feel. Take note of what you're doing at that time in your life, and make sure you keep doing that. Do it even more, okay? I'm so excited for you guys. Keep doing the work. It's gonna pay off. If you have any questions that you want me to dive into deeper as it relates to abundance, mindset, finances, all the things, let me know in the comments. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I'm everywhere all at once. Like I said, now I got a podcast that's everywhere too, called Because I Love You, because I do. And I'm going to tell you what a best friend should. So if you like this video, don't forget to subscribe, hit the thumbs up if it was a little helpful. And as usual, I will see you guys next week.